We'll just come to the worship time. I think Ethel's going to have got two songs for us this morning.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's good to have worship in our lives and to be singing as we go around the farm or in our office or just at home doing cooking or whatever and at school. And I pray this morning that as we sing these songs that they might impact us in such a way that we'll be singing them all week this week as we just go around our general daily duties. Got a song, Amazing Love, I'm Forgiven Because You Were Forsaken, and it's a song that we usually sing by an MP4, but we're going to do it by music this morning and just sing probably about half of it, something like that. And then there's another hymn that I was quite surprised this week to find out that a lot of people don't know, this old hymn, but it's actually being revamped and a lot of young people are hearing the hymns today and thinking, wow, what a cool song. They've never actually heard it before. I remember at our church in Nelson, we sang one Sunday morning, Over a Thousand Tongues to Sing My Great Redeemer's Praise. And our worship leader came to Doug afterwards and he said, we have got to sing that song again. That is so cool. They had never heard it. And when the impact of the words got to them, it's like their refreshment to them, because there's a lot of young people today who are actually coming full circle, right round again to some of the old hymns because they love what the words are saying. They actually mean something to them. And so we're going back to an old hymn, and I'm going to ask you, who knows the hymn, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms? Oh, you do? Oh, cool. So we're going to sing this song. I've heard it sort of over quite some months now, and the David Crowder Band sing it. And it's really, really cool what they've done with it. They start at the chorus and then they go through the hymn. And then they add on at the end of it the chorus of Just So Sweet to Trust in Jesus. And I thought, what a cool song and what an impact that is to know that we've got a saviour, a friend, a father that we can lean on. And I've sung this hymn over and over and over and again, and I never really knew what it meant to lean on Jesus. They were just words. But now I really know what it means to lean on Jesus, to actually have him open his arms and wrap his arms around you. And for me this morning, this is such a song that just means that to me. It's not just leaning on the everlasting arms, it's let him wrap his arms around you and then to trust in him for everything that we've got. So let's stand and sing. Thank you. together, I pray that we would know how to lean on you more. We'd know how to trust you more. And Lord, as we go about a day, there's often tough things that come into our day, come into our schoolwork, come into our nursing life, on the farm, something breaks down, whatever happens. Lord, I pray that we would learn to lean on you and trust in you. Instead of letting something overpower us, that we'd lean into you and say, God, I don't know what to do, but I'm leaning into you. Help me to trust you for what I need to be doing here. Mm-hmm. And Lord, this morning we want to thank you for who you are, that you're our Father. Mm. You're an amazing Father to us.
Thank you.
And Lord, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.